Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus is down at the lake, Lake Gennesaret, and the fishermen were out of the boats. They were washing the nets because they were professionals and they knew what to do. They were the professionals. They had done everything they could do, and the result was nothing. They'd done everything this kingdom told them to do. Fish at night, fish with weighted nets, throw the nets down with a degree of force so that they sink rapidly, and they caught nothing. Jesus comes with this principle. What was his principle? Follow my word. Now watch. Whenever Jesus invokes this kingdom, the results will be greater than what you looked for. Watch this. The King James says that Jesus told them, launch out into deeper water. You're not going to get a response if you stay where it's safe. Pastor Tommy Barnett is a man of God who pastored the Phoenix First Assembly before turning it over to his sons. It was a man that I met at the Congress, International Congress of Local Churches. A very humble man with a church of 14,000 Assemblies of God pastor, but one of the most humble men you'd ever meet. After he did his presentation, he walked among us and shook our hands and fellowshipped with us, unlike some of the hoi polloi who had a phalanx of guards and wouldn't let you get close to them. Pastor Tommy was a man that I always respected. The reason his church grew so rapidly is because he would always embrace the vision in the membership. See, I remember that day he was talking. He told a story of a man who came to the church and came to Christ, and he was in a wheelchair. And he said to Pastor Tommy, he said, I'd like to start a ministry to people in wheelchairs. And Pastor Tommy told him, go right ahead. And everybody that comes in here in this church in a wheelchair, you go on and you work with them. And he named it the Holy Rollers. And so every Sunday, they would come rolling down the church. And he had a ramp built so they could come up on the stage and do their scripture presentations or whatever. Then he had a young lady who had been a streetwalker that came in and gave her heart to Jesus. And she turned around and became one of the greatest evangelists to the prostitute industry in that city. And Pastor Tommy always would endorse the visions and the burdens of the people who came to him. I watched a television interview with him a few weeks ago, and the commentator said, Pastor Barnett, what would you have done differently if you look back over your life? And Pastor Tommy said, I would have taken more risk because I've learned that God always supplies. That resonated in my spirit. You see, we don't want to take risk. We don't want to launch out into the deep and remove our safety net. We don't want to say to God, I'm going to do this today. And I know that I physically, from this kingdom, I can't afford it. But I'm going to do it from that kingdom's perspective. I'm going to launch out into the deep. And I'm going to put you on, as the young people say, I'm going to put you on blast. Well, God says it like this, prove me. And I'm going to step out and take the risk that when I give, you're going to give back to me because I'm going to apply the principles of that kingdom. My brothers and sisters, we don't take risk. We like for things to be safe. You see, that's why when we get into a job, we figure we'll stay there till retirement because it's safe. And God wants to move you to something different. But you're going to, see, here's what we do. Rather than go and move to something different, we'll try to take everything we have and put it where we are so we don't lose the comfort of where we are. But God is doing some great things today. One of the things that he's doing is he is taking support away from his people on a fleshly level. That means people that you used to depend on to give you money and do things for you because they could not cut you loose, God is reducing their ability to give to you. And you're going to have to trust him. I knew the amens would die. I knew the amens would die. Now watch, because see, this kingdom is not without risk. This is what Jesus is saying here. Jesus says here in Luke 5, he says, when he was done preaching, he said to them, launch out into the deep, listen to this, and let down your nets. I need all of you guys to let down your nets for a great catch. Why? Because I see a whole bunch of fish gathering. Now, you fished all night, but you didn't catch anything because you probably were fishing where you were comfortable. You were fishing where you were knowledgeable. You were fishing where you caught something before. But you better learn that God moves your blessings. And if you keep staying over here, child, this is where I met him in July of 1974. That's why you're cold, because he's all the way down the road. The glory cloud and the pillar of fire moved. You got to move with God. Start out by moving your seat. Amen. That's why you're so dry where you're sitting. God met you there 10 years ago. He over here now. So that's why it behooves you to come into a church and find out where the Spirit is. Where are the igniters? See, that's what you look for. You look for the igniters so that when you come in with dry wood, Lord, help me. You want to find somebody that can set you on fire. I call your attention to the demonstration of the power of God as illustrated by Elijah the prophet. The Bible says that when he gathered the 450 prophets, he had Israel build an altar. And the first thing you do when you want a move of God is rebuild your altar. Then he told them, he said, but don't put no fire in it. He said, because the God I serve is going to answer by fire. Then he does something really weird. He tells them to soak it with barrels of water. And why does he do that? Because, see, those false prophets used to put a little fire underneath to make you think that their God was answering by fire. That's those Christians who come in and try to work it up. But the water is going to douse your fire. But he said, pour some water on the altar. Pour it again and pour it a third time. Then he backed up and prayed a prayer of 63 words. He said, God of Israel, God of Abraham, God of Jacob. He said, let the people know today that you are God in Israel and that I am your prophet. And when the last word came out his mouth, fire from God came, licked up the water, licked up the sacrifice, licked up the wood. You serve a God that is not stopped by the earthly limitations. But when he shows off, whatever you are lacking, you will have it replaced. And I will restore. I will restore the years that the locust and the caterpillar and the cankerworm and the palmer worm, I'm getting my health back. I'm getting my children back. I'm getting my financial position back. This thing ain't lasting forever. What the devil meant for evil, God. It is important that you change your mindset from there to here. The defining characteristic of here is praise. That's what separates us from the cults. We praise. We all start out with Tehillah, singing a hymn and being bougie. just kind of raising our hand and not breaking out in a sweat. But the longer you walk with God, you will progress through Shabbat. You will get into Baruch. And then you will end up in Halal. And Halal is the praise that says, I lost my mind. That when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul. Some of you have never been to Halal. You have never been past Tehillah. You have never been past the toe tapping praise. You have never been past the hand clapping praise. Well, I invite you to the Halal praise, where you lose your mind, which is the result of seeing that our God is the only awesome God. Because I have to position you. I have to position you. Jesus says, let down your nets. That's what Jesus said. There's much language here in this simple phrase. I need you to let down all of your nets. I need you to remove your safeties. I need you to trust me. Let down your nets. Get yourself together. I need you to walk into this place on full praise. I need you to work it up before you get here, because I'm going to meet you at the altar. But I need you to come in ready to meet me. I don't need you coming in depending on the praise team. They might not be able to get you through. But let down your net. When you get up in the morning, say, God, I'm expecting something. I've been down long enough. I'm coming over to your house. There's joy in your house. There's power in your house. And I'm going to start out by praising you. I'm going to start out by singing to you. I'm going to start out by worshiping you while I'm home. Let down all of your expectations. You coming into the presence of God. Throw them all out there before him. Expect your healing. Expect your deliverance. Expect your supply. Throw it all out there. Let down your nets and prepare for a great catch.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08316P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.